we find the defendant, Hannah Gutierrez, guilty of involuntary manslaughter as charged in count one. We find the defendant, Hannah Gutierrez, not guilty of tampering with evidence as charged in count two.
All right, thank you. You may be seated. Let me get those forms, retrieve those forms from you. I'm going to do what's called polling the jury. What I need to put on the record is that this is your individual verdict, okay? So I'm going to start with the gentleman in the back. Is this your verdict?
Yes.
Ma'am, is this your verdict?
Yes.
Sir, is this your verdict?
Yes.
Sir, is this your verdict?
Yes.
Sir, is this your verdict?
Yes, Your Honor.
Sir, is this your verdict?
Yes.
Sir, is this your verdict?
Yes.
Ma'am, is this your verdict?
Yes.
Ma'am, is this your verdict?
Yes.
Ma'am, is this your verdict? Ma'am, is this your verdict?
Yes.
Ma'am, is this your verdict? Okay, thank you. All right, so you've completed your service. Thank you so much for being here. It was a long trial. People may want to talk to you. You know, this has been pretty much a lot of publicity, and you don't have to, okay? So you can just simply say, do not wish to talk and move on, and if anybody bothers you, we've really tried to protect your privacy. If anybody bothers you, simply call my division, and we'll figure out what to do. But you also may talk, okay? So it's entirely up to you, okay? All right. So I you can escort them out.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you.
All rise.
George, just a minute. Just Ryan. You should probably stay here, but I want him to walk them all out. All right, you may be seated. All right, is there anything that the state's requesting based upon the verdict?
We would request that Ms. Gutierrez be taken into custody.
Mr. Bowles?
Your Honor, we would request under, pull up the rule, Your Honor. Your Honor, Rule 5402, release pending sentencing. In this court's discretion, under the same conditions or other conditions as this court would deem necessary. Ms. Gutierrez has been on conditions. She has not violated those conditions. She has voluntarily appeared at all court proceedings. Your Honor, I would request this court to continue conditions or whatever conditions this court would have on release.
All right, thank you. I'm going to remand you, and the reason why I'm going to remand you is you are now convicted, and so, and this is a death. It's a criminal negligence, but it's still a death, and so, deputies, you're going to take her into custody, and we will set a sentencing date. What is the best, what do you want to look like on that? And we need an order of remand, do we? Okay. Counsel?
In terms of the sentencing date?
Yes.
At the court's convenience, we'll be available. There are 2 weeks in May that I'm unavailable. Those are the last 2 weeks of May.
All right. Mr. Bowles?
Your Honor, as soon as this court has time, we will be available.
All right. So do you have any conflict like that? She said May. Do you have any conflict?
I don't know for sure, Your Honor, that I could. I do have other trials, but I think mid-May.
Well, I can do it sooner.
Okay.
I just wonder if you had any conflicts along the way.
It doesn't look like mid-May, Your Honor. I do. I don't think I have any conflicts.
Well, I'm sorry, not understanding. Do you have, okay, we're in March. Do you have time before May?
We have time in April.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. Okay. All right. Anything else before the court?
Nothing from the state, Your Honor.
No, Your Honor.
All right. Thank you. We're in recess.
Okay.